Start will be the Torahway Northwest London, Sunday, 5th of Cheshvan, 30th of October. Rabbi Yeshua Aaron Sofer Shlita, carrying the Yom Neroim through the year. This week's Torah is sponsored by Family Varshavsky, the Nishmas Rav Chaim ben Rav Dov Zichron Levrocha, 7th Yad side of Rabbi Chaim Varshavsky Zichron Levrocha, whose Yad side will be on Shabbos.
Good morning. When the Dudi called me, he asked me for a topic. It was hard to think. Baruch Hashem, the Chassana, as you know. So he said, okay, we'll write down in Yonah D'Yoma. And I was thinking, what's in Yonah D'Yoma? We're holding in Chodesh Machezvan. Chodesh Machezvan, there are no Yom Tovim. So what's the Yonah D'Yoma when you call and it comes to Chodesh Machezvan? And I think there is in Yonah D'Yoma. The Gemara in Bracha says, a person gets up to daven, he has to daven. So COVID Rosh, and the Mishnah says, Chassidim Rishonim Rishonim Shah Achas used to wait a whole hour before they davened. So they would prepare for a whole hour. And the Gemara in Daven Beis, on Beis, the Gemara is Moisif from Shem Malevi, Ham Mispalel, Tzorach Lishreis Shah Achas Achat Philosophy. So they used to prepare an hour before davening and then an hour after davening. So the Slabotka Rosh Hashiva, Rabbi Isaac Shez, the Chassad Mavrocha asks, you can understand that before davening they had to prepare. You know, the Chonus found davening and get them in the right frame of mind. Every Shem Hashem should be said. But the Kavono, it needs preparation to get everything else out of the mind and to focus on Tefillah, who you're davening to. It needs a Chono of an hour. Right, the proper achonos. But what's the idea that after davening they used to wait another hour? Right, you finish davening, so go to koil, go to work, do what you ever need to do. What's the idea of waiting an hour after davening? Said the Rabbi Isaac Sher, that when a person davens, he has such a relationship with the Rabbeinu Shalom, such a connection with Hashem. Right, he's oimid lefnei melech malchei hamlochim. And now he's leaving the Beis HaKnesses and he's going to his mundane part of life. And he has to think, how can I carry on that relationship, that connection that I have with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, and keep it going throughout the day? And for that, it needed an hour of Avodas Hashem, of how to carry on. The Chodesh Tishri is a Chodesh which is packed. It's packed with the Rosh Hashanah, Aser Yisrael Tshuva, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, Hashanah Rabbah, Shemini Atzeres, Simchas Torah, Gevaldik Hadeis. Then it comes Machezvan, there's nothing. The Avodas Hayom of Machezvan, the Nyona de Yom of Machezvan is that hour after davening. How to take everything that we reached, all the high madrigas that we reached, the connection and the relationship that we reached with during Chodesh Tishri, and to carry that on throughout the year. I say Meister with a yid who couldn't afford to pay his rent. So the landlord wants to evict him. It's not always easy to evict the tenants. And he serves Section 21 and he takes him to court. And the judge says to him, why are you not paying? It's like, I've fallen on hard times, I've kenished. You know, you have to be compassionate, you have to be considerate to my situation. And the landlord gets up and he says, don't listen to him, as a shakran. He says, what do you mean? He says, he never paid the rent from day one. He took out a lease, and he never paid the rent. Right? He's just a lie. He hasn't fallen on hard times. So the judge says, is it true? Did you pay rent at least at the beginning of your tenancy? Did you pay the rent? So he said, no. So it was a Islamish act. Get out, go. Right? So we come to Rabbeinu Shel Olam, right? In the middle of Teves, Shvat, in the middle of the winter, and it's hard, it's dark, it's raining. Yeah, it's not easy to get on time, get up early when it's dark outside. So he said, Rosh, look, I've fallen on hard times, I've caught a cold, chenish as I feel, a bit of the flu. So Rosh says, yeah, but what was just after the Yom Neroim, what was it like? Yeah, did you the Kabbalists that you made, how was the chizuk going in Chodesh Cheshvan? And that's the Nyana Diyam. The Nyana Diyam is to show the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, yes, we want to keep that connection going. And we want to keep shtar. A person has Yiridus v'Nefilus. Everybody has ups and downs, Aliyus v'Yiridus. Okay, Kosh Baruch will take that into consideration, but at least after the Yom Neroim, it's important to keep the chizuk going. Right, so how do we tackle? What's the sho'achas? Right, how do we tackle? Keep that chizuk going. So there's a big yisoid. You know, when you make a chasana, so lots of people come, they wish mazel tov. There's different categories of people that come. Right, the people that come, and they come, they wish mazel tov and they go. Yeah, they don't want to meet the Baalei Simcha after the chasana and be a little bit uncomfortable. Yeah, I didn't come and wish you mazel tov. You know, so they make the effort. Yeah, come, I wish you mazel tov. Make sure that they're known, they're noticed, right? And then they go. Then you have cousins, first cousins, second cousins. They also come to the chasana. They're not really there to be zomei chosin v'kala. You know, let's be honest. They're there to catch up with the ganze mishpucha. Everybody's there, and all the cousins they haven't seen for a long time and from out of town. And it's a beautiful social event. Yeah, you know, yeah, they dance a little bit, but that's not the focus. Then you have the parents of the chosin, parents of the kala. For them, it's a very emotional time. Ah, take a child to the chuppah, and he's setting up their own home. But after the shavuot brachos, mefreitzich sezaman for 7 days. But after shavuot brachos, the parents also, you know, life carries on, and all the nitty gritty and the pettiness and the big things and all the grit of life, it carries on. The only people that their lives have changed forever is the chosin and kala. For them, it's the whole, it's an upheaval. It's a completely new life. He might go back to yeshiva. She might go back to her job. But it's a new life for them. When we go through a Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, the approach that we have to have is, it's a completely new life. It's a new relationship with the Rabbanu Shalom. Now, chosin and kala also has ups and downs. Shana and Shana, they also have their ups and downs. Right? So what does the chosin do? He takes out his wedding album. He says, oh, what a beautiful wedding. And this is the Zichronos. And as a Yid with the Rabbanu Shalom, we also have our ups and downs in our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But we also have the Zichronos. Ah, we had a Rosh Hashanah, Tekiyas Shofar, we had a Ne'ilah. Such a beautiful tefillah, and Ne'ilah, and the connection that we had with the Rabbanu Shalom during the Ne'ilah. And it revives us. It revives us. Right? Now, where do people go wrong? Yes, there's a big yisoid that a lot of people, they don't internalize this yisoid. And it's a free, actually. I'm not some Vachvogel, the late Mashgiach of Lakewood, spoke about this, and Shem Shem Pinkus. But I found this here, it's a free. This a free says in Pashas Hazinu, Tzur Yilot Chateshi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us. It's Tzur. He's the rock. Right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the rock. You know, when Queen Elizabeth passed away, some people called her the rock. You know, because she was the only thing stable in their lives. It was Brexit and COVID and everything going up and down. And Queen Elizabeth was there. They called her the rock. The Maya says she's also gone. Our rock, Tzur Chayenu, is the Rabbanu Shel Olam. He's always there for us. He's our rock. So beautiful. The Maya said there was a teacher, a lady teacher in America. She was teaching a class. And they came, you know, first thing in the morning is tefillah. So she takes a class for davening. And she says, girls, one minute. She picks up her phone. She calls the White House. Hello? It's Morris so-and-so, teacher so-and-so from this and this place, Yaakov in New York. Can we speak to the president, please? And I'm sorry, the president's busy. When will he be available? No, you can't just speak to the president. But I have something really important I'd like to discuss. I want to ask the president for a favor. I'm sorry, he doesn't take phone calls. Can we write him a letter? You can write him a letter, but you should know that the president gets thousands of letters. He won't be able to see. He reads about 10 letters a day. Okay, thank you very much. Puts the phone down, turns around to the girls, and she says, when you talk to the Rabbanu Shel Olam, you never get such a response. Yeah, you know, and Tzur Chayenu, Rabbanu Shel Olam is our rock. He's always there for us. So the pasuk says, Tzur Yilot Chateshi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's out. Tzur Yilot Chateshi created us Teshi with a weakness. A weakness that we forget. We have a koyach of shikcha. We don't always remember everything. But Tishkach Kel Mechol Elecha, and we go and we forget the Rabbanu Shel Olam that made us. Right, so shikcha we'll see is a meyadik and bracha. The koyach of shikcha is a good thing. It has a lot of ma'alos we'll see in a moment. But to use that shikcha against the Kodesh Baruch Hu, that's already no good. The Dumana Magid says, there's a yid owed a lot of money. And he couldn't pay up, and the creditors were coming after him. So he goes over to Achav and he goes, Yitzchak, what should I do? Yitzchak says, Achav and Eitzah, make yourself as if you've gone meshugah. When the creditors come to you, make all funny noises as if you push it, you've lost it, and they'll say, Nebuch, they'll let them go. So that's what he did. And the taka, they all had Rachmanas on and Gangan from Kop, sure. They let him go. Then he needed another £5,000. He said, Yitzchok, for 2 weeks, can you lend me £5,000 for 2 weeks? He said, Beseda, no problem, I'll lend you the £5,000 for 2 weeks. 2 weeks are up. Yitzchok comes over to him, Nu, can I have the money? And he starts making all the funny noises and movements as if he's gone crazy. And he says, I gave you that Eitzon, you're using it against me. It's a chutzpah. It says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Zok Tadam HaMagad, So Yilat Chateshi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us with a weakness that we forget. But to go forget the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, that's already no good. But the Sefri says something meredith. The Sefri says, the word Mechayel Lecha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu fashioned us, is a combination of two words. Mochel Loch. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgave us. But Tishkach, we forgot. Mochel Loch, we forgot that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam forgave us. And if a person would only remember that we went through Yom Kippur and we got a complete kapara, he wouldn't want to go and make his neshama dirty again. And so it works in two ways. The Ramak Moshe Kodavira writes in Talmud Devarah, he says that a person needs to be aware that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has cleansed his neshama. HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvoido li'atzmai, Hashem himself has come and he has gotten rid of all the dirt from a person's neshama. The Chavis Avava says that if a person would remember as an adult all the times that he had a soiled nappy and his mother came and changed him, he should die from embarrassment. Yeah, all the times it went right up your back and down your leg. I don't want to be myrich, it's not nice, but... And his mother came and cleaned him and bathed him and lost. And the mother did it with such love. Yeah, the mother picks up the baby, you know. When we do Averis, it's the filth, it's the smell of the Averis, it's horrible. And on Yom Kippur, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes, V'yayim Hashem Selachti Kidvarecho, and the Mordek HaKapara, it doesn't matter what a Yid does, V'yayim Hashem Selachti Kidvarecho. Imagine you buy a chuppah, and the chosen goes and takes the ring, Harem, Mekadesh, Sleep, Tibas, Vilos, Kudas, Moshe, Yisrael, puts the ring on, and all of a sudden the Kala is standing there with a mobile phone, and she's sending a text. I was like, you know, and the chassan sees. Chassan gives a nudge. What are you doing over there? So he says, you know, the bacha that I grew up next door. We're just friends, you know, bacha next door. And I just sent him a text like, wow, I'm married. We're really married now. LOL, you know. What are you doing? You know, like, who are you interested in? Are you interested in me, or are you interested in the bacha next door? Like, what's going on over here? Right. And that's exactly what my marshal was the lashon of Chazal that Klai Yisrael by Hasinai zinsa kekala tachas chuppah. We had Hasinai was mamish like a chuppah. We're by Hasinai, and at Hasinai Klai Yisrael go and another relationship bechet ha'egel. I mean, can you imagine? Yeah, the chassan under the chuppah would rightfully just walk off the platform, walk off the chuppah, and go home. If you're busy texting the bacha next door under the chuppah, I'm not interested. You can imagine how Hashem felt. Right. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a kapara for Klal Yisrael. Yeah, and that's what we have every year. It doesn't matter what a year does. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes and whatever virus the person does, whatever filth, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes, he wipes it away. If a person remembers that, they want to keep their neshama clean. That's the first way. The second way is we have to realize we have to have emunah. Emunah in the koyach of Yom Kippur, that we have a brand new clean neshama. Yom Kippur is so powerful. And every yid comes to shul and he does claps the achetz and the shamlus and tells Rabbi Shalom, I want to be a better yid. The time you finish with all the achetz and the shamlus comes ne'ila. At the nice and yad apayshim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there for everybody. We have a pristine, clean neshama. Now, if you take a clean white shirt, iron, beautiful white shirt, put it under a microscope times 1,000. You'd see it's mamish, your white shirt is black. All the dust floating in the air. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, under his microscope times 1,000,000, looks at our neshama. Pasuk, we say it in Ne'ilah, Chon Yochan ki yivchon leiv okoiv lachina. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu tests the deceitful heart, we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to reestablish that heart. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is under his microscope. We have a brand new, clean neshama. If a person internalizes that, they won't want to make it dirty afterwards. The problem is, Batishkach kel mechol lecha mochaloch, says the Sifri. We forget kel shemocholoch, this is Lashon of the Sifri. We forget kel shemocholoch a kol avernesecha. Shmocha gave us a mechila on all our virus. We have a brand new clean neshama. There's a yid that I knew, his name was Rabyanka Blugrams, the Chassar of the Bracha. He was a very special yid. Very, very special yid. He was a mashkiach, a senior mashkiach for the OU. When I was living in Australia, he used to come there for Ashkocha work. And he told me a maisa that happened to him. If you want to see all the details, it's printed in the Visions of Greatness, I think volume 4, volume 5. But he told me, the kids of the maisa was, he was in Egypt on Ashkocha work, and he wasn't feeling well. So he went to Eretz Yisrael, and he's admitted into hospital, and his mamash has an internal infection, and within a few days, he's mamash on life support. And the doctor said, that's all it. And it's all over, and they wanted to pull the plug. There's no point carrying on. He's finished. And he told me they actually even filled out his death certificate. He says, "Come to my office. I have my death certificate hanging up on the wall." He says he's finished. Kisses the mishpacha went to Reb Chaim Kanievsky Zechzar Gavrocha, and Reb Chaim said, "No, you have to wait." The taka waited, and he woke up a short while later, and he had an out of life experience. He had messages for different people. Ganze meisa. When he was discharged from hospital, he went to Reb Chaim. He told me Reb Chaim made the bracha with the Shema Machos, bracha to Hashem and the Kenem al Cholim, mechaya amazing. And Reb Chaim told him, "You have a beautiful, brand new, clean neshama. Keep it that way." That's what Reb Chaim told him. Us after Yom Kippur, right, we're holding so close after Yom Kippur, our neshamas are mamish clean. And Reb Chaim said, "Keep it that way." And if we remember that we have such clean neshamas, then it gives a chizuk for a person, right, to keep it that way. Right, he says his brother, Sir Yankel told me, he says his brother calls him on the next year on the date that when it's happening. He says, "Yankel, the neshamas are hobben an aliyah." He says, "You don't have to be dead for the neshama to have an aliyah, because you can be alive as well. The neshamas are hobben an aliyah." Right? And that's what we have to remember. The Sfarim say that we say Shechionu on Yom Kippur night, because Nidra night we come to Shul, we all say Shechionu. Why do you make a Shechionu? Because we're like a new person. Like a new person. The person has a baby. You make a Shechionu. Because that's why we make a Shechionu. The Dakamisha says, in Hilchos Erev Yom HaKippurim, that there's a very strong minute, not Mamash Shechiyah, but a very, very, very strong minute to go to Mikvah on Erev Yom Kippur. Even those that don't go throughout the year, Erev Yom Kippur, a person's supposed to go. Reb Sadia Goin holds that every person should make a bracha ala tefillah when they go to the mikvah on Erev Yom HaKippur. So Dr. Moshe says, why? He says, "Kegeh shenizgai kekotan shenoy ledomi." It's like Geirus. You're a brand new person.
And what's Yom Kippur? Not Erev Yom
Kippur. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. It seems like it starts already in Erev Yom Kippur. The Achonis, at least. Right? But that's what he says. We're coming into the Yom HaKippur. Kegeh shenizgai kekotan shenoy ledomi. So with a brand new neshama, then a person will keep it that way. But when they went to the Muhammad, the Kohen would come and the Kohen would say, "Mi isha yorei v'rach alevov, yoshev yeshev yoyeli v'ch lebeisim." So as a yorei v'rach alevov, so Chazal say, "Yorei ma'ver shabi yodei." So normally you'd say, "No, if somebody's yorei ma'ver shabi yodei, it's a v'al v'gazav, kir shamayim, he's worried for ma'ver shabi yodei." Right, so why yoyeli for yoshev lebeisim? And the Torah says, there's something called tshuva. And if a person did averus, you do tshuva, and you don't have that averus anymore. It's gone. So why are you yorim averus should be yodim? If you're still holding on to it, that's the problem. When a person still holds on to the previous year of his life, and he says, "Oh God, I did this," that's all gone already. Yeah, that averus are gone. So here's a maisa. A yid comes, I don't know if it was fully worth it, he comes to Rabbi Leib Shteyman, and he tells Rabbi Leib, "I want to have a seat in Gan Eden next to you." So, I don't know, God bless the door, it was great to chatov. So, Rabban Leib was going to, "Oh no, we didn't throw the person out." And he said, "I don't know if I'm going to Gan Eden." So the person, why doesn't the Rosh Hashiva know if he's going to Gan Eden? I mean, Rosh Hashiva is a Marbet's Torah, Koyoma Vavadi is going to Gan Eden. So he says, "Because I stole twice in my life, so I don't know if I'm going to Gan Eden." So the person, he was who he was, he says, "And when did the Rosh Hashiva steal? What was going in the Maishva?" So Rabban Leib says, "I'll tell you. Once when I was a bach in yeshiva in Russia, and I was very, it was mamish, betachkus, and I needed money, I couldn't even afford a stamp to write to my parents to send me money. So I wrote a letter to my parents. and I went to the post office and I asked the postmaster, would you send a letter? It doesn't have a stamp. And if my parents send me money, then I'll buy a stamp and rip it up. So the postmaster said, okay, let's see if it gets there. And they sent a letter. His parents got his letter and they sent him money. The time he managed to go to the post office, there was some revolutions, upheavals, and the currency lost the value. And he couldn't go and buy a stamp anymore. So he says, I stole from the Russian government a stamp. I don't know if I'm going to Gan Eden. So he said, and what was the second time the Rosh Hashiva stole? So he says, I once picked a flower from a garden. And he walks out, a very modern Rabban Leib picked a flower from someone else's garden. As he's walking out, Rabban Leib Shteyman's daughter is coming in. So he says over exactly what happened to Rabban Leib Shteyman's daughter. And he says, what was the story? Why, he picked a flower? There must be something more to it. Because there is. I'll tell you what happened. She says, my daughter, so Rabban Leib's granddaughter, came home from school one day with a nice, beautiful flower. And her mother said to Shaifler, where did you get the flower from? Because I was walking home and I saw someone had a beautiful garden, so I picked it. So her mother said to Shaifler, you can't do that. That's stealing. And we can't even give it back because it's, you know, you can give back a flower that's picked already. It's just going to shrivel up in a day. What are we going to do? And the purity of the little girl, she just burst out crying, but uncontrollably crying. She just didn't stop. She was crying and crying and crying. She just wouldn't stop. So she didn't know what to do. So she went to her Baron Leib. She went to her father. She says, Abba, this is what happened. He says, bring your daughter to me. Little granddaughter, her Baron Leib comes in. She's much crying away. And her Baron Leib says, you feel bad that you did this? She goes, yeah, I feel terrible. I don't know what to do now. I can't even do tshuva. He goes, I'll take that aveira from you. You don't worry. It's my aveira. My achrayas. You'll be okay. And then she calmed down. So her Baron Leib said, I stole twice. Once a stamp from the Russian government. And once, I took a flower. The Rabban Shem says exactly the same thing to us. Just like a Baron Leib said to his daughter, granddaughter, I'll take the aveira from you. Yet when it comes to Yom Kippur, and a good person does tshuva, Kosh Baruch takes all the aveiras from us. He says, don't worry, Shefila. Yid, don't worry, I'll take it from you. Right? Someone who's a Yorid Verach Alevov is Yorid Ma'aveir Shabiyodi. It's not Aveir Shabiyodi anymore. He did tshuva, comes after Yom Kippur, he has a completely brand new, pristine, clean neshama. The problem is, as the Sifri says, "Batishkach kel mechol lecha." We forget kel mocholach. We forget that we had a complete kapara. If a person remembers he has a complete kapara, then it's easier to go forward. And that's the avodah of Macheshvan. The avodah of Macheshvan is to take all the hashpores and all the madrigas that we reached on Yom Kippur and Sukkot, Shmini Atzeret, Shana Rabbah, Simchas Torah. And remember, we're starting again, fresh. It gives a person a meridik chizuk. And you know, that's the way. That's the way the Gedolim, they viewed it like that. There are a few, three short maizos. One, I heard from Dian Westheim's Echzak, the Rocha, we used to have a share with him once a week. And he told us once that a lady came to him, and she said she was traveling on the train, and she saw a younger man did something very, very inappropriate. He didn't say what, but he acted in a very inappropriate way. And this lady came and she said, I can't get it out of my mind. It disturbs me. That this person, whatever he did, he acted in an inappropriate way. And it just bothers me. I can't get it out of my mind. So Rabbi Shlomo Westheim said to her, when did it happen? It was a few months ago. And on the spot, Rabbi Shlomo said to her, Yom Kippur has passed. He zichud the tshuva. It's gone. The mice is gone. Forget it. Delete it. Yom Kippur has passed. There's another mice with Rabbi Baruch Be, the Kamenitz of Rosh Hashiva. His father was very, very unwell, Sof Yomov, and Rabbi Baruch Be was mamish by his father, Yomam Velaylo, and was having a toll on him. So the Bochum said, Rashiva, we'll do the night shift. You go home, the Rashiva should rest. We'll also be with your father. He said, okay. And a short while later, his father was Nifta. And Rabbi Baruch Be was eating himself up. He says, if I would have been with my father the whole time and I would have given that extra care, that extra love, that extra attention, maybe he would have still been alive. And he's mishmash. And his mamash was affecting him. It was affecting him. Till he met the Chofetz Chaim. And Chofetz Chaim saw it. Baruch Be wasn't... So Chofetz Chaim says, what is? So he told him, I can't forgive myself. Chofetz Chaim took Baruch Be's hand. Imagine, two gedolim. He took Baruch Be's hand and he said to him, Yom Kippur has passed. He goes, yeah, you've done tshuva. He goes, yeah, but say that, so it's gone, finished. Whatever very you feel you might have done, Rabban Shem was moichel you. Yeah, it's gone, it's finished, that's it. And there's one last maaser that the Rebbe Shlomo Feinstein saw and asked him for Haskama. And he wrote the beautiful, beautiful Haskama. So his son said to him, Tata, this person, he bashmutzed you. And what are you writing as a Haskama for? So Rebbe Shlomo said, was haste. Yom Kippur has passed. We can let it go. Right? We can let it go. Yom Kippur has passed. You see, that's the way the Gedolim, that was their approach. Right? Yom Kippur has passed. We can be mevata on everything. We can let everything go. Right? Because Yom Kippur has passed. If a person builds himself up, Yom Kippur has passed. He has to know who he is. That's a heilig neshama. And Yom Kippur has passed. He can get through everything. The problem is that a person has the oilim of katnus. We don't realize who we are. And a person just realizes, as an neshama, who he has, he'll let things go. You know, in the pre-war Europe, there was two famous yeshivas, two mahalchim in Avodas Hashem. There was Slabotka and Avardik. Slabotka was godless to Odom. Yeah. So, as a great mensch, as a Yiddish neshama, what you're going to talk Lashon Hara, you're going to be petty fights. Godless to Odom. Right. Navardik was faket, shiftless Odom. Who are you? Ich bin agonisht. There was a Talmud of Chofetz Chaim in Australia when I lived there. His name was Rebaruch Abranik, Zechasadik Kevrocha. And I used to have the schir to learn with him once a week. And then he was a Besoif Yomov, he had a snow white beard, thick black glasses. Right? And once on the way out, we were walking out of the house, see, there's a picture of him when he was a yeshiva bacher before the war. It's sitting there, clean shaven, with a suit and a tie and a walking stick. And he tells me, "Heint ich bin schon der älter Jid mit der weißen Bodem, no man with the white beard. Ich geh nicht mit kein Stecken." He goes, "But 70 years ago, ich hab gegangen mit a Stecken." That was Slabotka, the godless yeshiva bracha used to walk. Whereas Navadik was, "Ach, bin a gornish, the shiftless Adam. Who are you, Ray?" They couldn't care the way they dressed. They couldn't care about what clothing they wore. But really, really, Navadik was also godless Adam. Navadik was, I don't need to come on to Yenim. I can dress the way I want. I can do what I want. They say the stories that in Navadika they used to go into the butcher shop and ask for a loaf of bread, and people used to scream at them. And used to go into the bakery, ask for some meat. Yeah, and just, well, you think this is a bakery? This is a meat shop. It's a bakery. Once I asked Yaakov Galinsky, when Navadika, I said, "Did you used to do that?" He looked at me as if I was in sugar. I don't think he. Well, as I zucked him, he said this. The vodka boch came to the train station and looked for Navadika to schlep a suitcase. Okay, with all the jokes. Right, but the Maiso, the Navardik was godless to Odin from within. Right, I don't need. They realize, I have a shama, I've been a yeshiva bachas, it's in the chlan. Right, do I care the way I dress? Do I care what other people think about me? The Maral says pshat in Mishnah and Novus. Mishnah says, "Benzoima ima, Ezu chacham, haloi med mekol Odin. Ezu gibor, we know kavish is Yisra, he's a strong person, he's kavish is Yitzra, Ezu osher, he's a meach b'chelka, he's happy with what he has, Ezu mechubit, ha-mechabit is abrius." So the Maral asks, why doesn't the Mishnah say Pashut? Right? Ezu Chacham, someone who has an encyclopedic memory and he knows everything, right? He's a Chacham. Ezu Gibor, you put him in the boxing ring, he can knock everybody out. He's a Gibor. Ezu Osher, someone who's fabulously wealthy and he has 10 houses and 15 cars. It's a Osher. Ezu Mechubed, wherever he goes, red carpets is laid out for him. That's a Adama Mechubed. Why do we have all these drushes? So the Maral says it's all relative. Ezu Chacham, right? Depends who he's mixing with. Whether he's a Chacham, you know, if he's standing next to Einstein, says Nishkan Chacham, right? Ezu Gibor. If he walks into a kindergarten, yeah, and he's the adult with all his little kinderlach, yeah, so he's the strongest person, right? If he's standing next to Mike Tyson, he's the weakest, right? Ezu Osher, you know, 50 pounds and he's in Uganda, he's a multimillionaire. If he's standing next to Bill Gates, he's only Vavian. Right, so it's all relative. And Ezu Mechubed, and Mechabed is Abrius. Right, only someone who's an Adam Mechubed from within, right, that he can be Mechabed other people, he has such a self-esteem of himself that he can actually honor other people, that's a person who is who's an Adam, who's a Mechubed. Right. And that's what we have to realize, who we are. The Churban of today is, right, and that people don't realize who they are and what they're doing. They're Oved Hashem. The Gemara in Gittin, the famous Gemara, Akamtza Bar Kamtza Chorav Yishalayim. And everybody knows the story. Person, there's a host who's making a suda, who's making a party. He invited, he wanted to invite his friend Kamtza, he had an enemy Bar Kamtza, and he took Bar Kamtza in front of everyone, and he just flung him out. And Bakamsa was so hurt that he went and he destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, and the Gemara puts the blame on Bar Kamsa Chorav Yishalayim. What about the host? Why don't we blame the host? Why are we blaming the victim? The host, the perpetrator, he went and he embarrassed this person. The Gemara should say that this host, we don't even know his name, the Gemara doesn't even mention anything about him. Right? Because of this host, the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. The Lashon of the Gemara is Akamtza Bakamtza. We're blaming Bakamtza. And the Torah says, yes, Bakamtza was the victim. But just because a person is a victim doesn't mean he has to play the victim card. He's embarrassed, Besaidah. But for that, you go and destroy the Beis HaMikdash. Build yourself up. So Yenim called you a donkey, called you an idiot. That doesn't mean you're a donkey, it doesn't mean you're an idiot. Right? The churban is in the person's neshama. He doesn't realize who he is. Say he's Mavarishman. So move on. Right? Stop playing the victim card. Right? A person has to realize he has a neshama. He's a yid, he's an Ovid Hashem. Right? The main Beis HaMikdash is within every person. They realize he's an Ovid Hashem. He went through Yom Kippur, he has a clean neshama. A person realizes that, then there's no churban. Right? He can let petty things go. Even big things he can let it go. Right? And that's the avodah. That's the avodah of Chezron. My Chezron, as far as I'm saying, Merachish and Sfasei, the lips are still moving, the wheels are still rolling from the Koyach of Yom Kippur, of Koyach of Hashanah Rabbah, of Shmina Tzeres and Chastayra. Right? So that's the avodah that we realize, that Tishkach, Kel Mechol Lach, not to forget, that Kel Mechol Lach, that people gave us with a brand new, clean, pristine neshama, and as Abchaim said to that Yanka Blugren, we're supposed to keep it that way, and Abshavach Shataka help us take all the hashpahs from the Yom Neroim, right, from the Chodesh Tishri, and keep it going in Cheshvan, and further and further. Go ahead.